It was not their IQs that made no difference whatsoever to their long-term success. It was not where they came from, pre-MBA, what they did, had nothing to do with it. Two things alone mattered in terms of determining who will be the extraordinarily successful and the rest. The first thing was that the extraordinarily successful groups really believed in themselves. They thought they could do well. They were driven. They were motivated. And we'll talk about that in future lecture as beliefs are self-fulfilling prophecies. They thought, I'm going to make it. I'm going to succeed. That's the first thing, this sense of confidence. The second thing that he found was that this group, they were always asking questions. Always asking questions, initially of their boss, later of their employees, of their partner, children, parents, friends. They were always asking questions. They were always at this state of curiosity, always looking up, opening up, wanting to understand the world more. They didn't say, okay, now I have my MBA. That's it. I know enough. They were lifelong learners. They were always asking questions. These two distinguishing characteristics account for the difference between the extraordinarily successful and those who were successful. The question that has guided me, whether it's in writing the book, whether it's in creating this class, whether it's first and foremost my personal life, is what I call the question of question, which is, how can we help ourselves and others, individuals, communities, and society, become happier? Note that it is not about helping ourselves and others become happy.